Well, now let's see. South of Colorado must be New Mexico or Arizona.
And what would you call natives from those states?
Well, an Arizonan and what did I say the other one was?
New Mexico, you said.
And a Mexican. Mm-hmm. Okay. New Mexican.
What about the state just east of New Mexico, where, you know, the people are supposed to have big egos and a lot of oil? And
Oklahoma.
A little farther south.
Texan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Texas and Texan.
And up into, do you know any of the Canadian provinces, in the western Canadian provinces?
Western, that's over up above Oregon. Well, let's see, there's, I don't know where Ontario is, Saskatchewan. Mm-hmm. Oh, Lonnie, how many are there, eight?
Well, that's fine, I mean, I can end the quiz show now, you've done very well. A person who lives in the United States is an...
American.
Person who lives in Canada
is a Canadian.
Person who lives in Mexico is a
Mexican.
Are there any terms you would have, either positive or negative, referring to a Canadian?
No.
To a Mexican? Are there any terms they use around here?
A Mex. Mex?
Okay. Mm-hmm. How about a Negro?
A nigger.
Okay, that's a term they might use around here.
Mm-hmm.
To
no, only I would use it. I don't know whether everybody else would or not.
Okay. Mormons, they have terms. Positive or negative about them?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What does the term Anglo mean to you?
Anglo means a white person.
Okay. And are there terms for country people, people who live up in the...
Rural area?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say... I was going to say backwoods, but that's only in the South that they call the rural people.
Okay. What about people? People who don't have... much money are
like us pensioners.
but people who, if you're not rich, you are
poor.
Okay. And do you have any terms for poor people?
Well, let's see. Itinerants is one, but that's someone that moves here and there, and they're not a very stable person. But there can be other.
Okay, we talked about ranch hand, sheep man,
yeah.
Cattleman. What about a person who digs in the ground and comes up with?
You mean?
Works for a company that digs in the ground.
Oil.
Oil or miners? They have terms for miners.
They call them miners, and they call roughnecks the people that work for the oil companies.
I see.
And
that would be a hand working for the oil
for
company.
Oil, like you know, Conoco or.
I see.
Mm-hmm, they call them roughnecks.
Okay, a couple more items here. The mother, how would you say the name of the mother of Jesus?
Mary.
Okay. The wife of Abraham? Or nobody, the maker of cakes, no one does it like somebody Lee? Have you ever heard those commercials?
I don't listen to TV too much. No, wait. I should know. I've read the Bible through it. Twice and was a
or
Sunday school teacher.
Diminutive for Sally, what would that be? Or Sally's diminutive for this? How would you say Sarah?
Sarah?
Okay.
Was that Abraham's wife? Sure.
What about a jackleg? What's a jackleg? Have you ever heard of that?
Yes. That's somebody that has a stiff leg.
Somebody with a stiff leg. Okay. And another word for attorney is a...
Lawyer.
And the person who presides over...
Judge.
Okay. Now let me go over some body parts here and you tell me what they are. Okay, this?
That's hair. Ears.
And if I didn't shave today, I'd have a...
Beard.
Okay.
Whiskers.
Now I talk out of my...
Mouth.
And one of these is
a tooth.
Two is a...
Teeth.
Okay, two teeth. And this is my...
Neck.
And I have a sore
throat.
We probably both do after talking so much. And